Track 121.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Our Amazing World. Today, I'm going to tell you some things about languages that you probably didn't know. For example, not all languages have the same number of basic colour words. In English, there are 11. But in Russian and Greek, there are 12. Those languages have two words for blue. Other languages have just one word for green and blue, or one word for green and yellow. Numbers are also very different in some languages. For example, the Piraha language of Brazil only has words for one, two, and many. They just don't need more numbers than that in their daily lives. Several other languages have very few words for numbers. There are some very interesting languages in Australia and Africa that have two sets of vocabulary. So two words for chair or two words for parent. You use one set when you're talking in the home with close family and the other set when you need to be more polite. The grammar is the same, but the vocabulary is different. So people who speak it have to learn two whole sets of vocabulary. Another amazing group of languages has no words for left, right, in front of, behind, and so on. Instead, speakers use north, south, east, west to say where things are. So they say things like, "There's an insect north of your foot," or "The book is on the east side of the table." It's hard to believe, but they know all the time where north, south, east, and west are. Unfortunately, some of these languages only have a few speakers left. It's important not to lose them, because they have a lot of information in them about nature and about the culture of the speakers. Luckily, modern technology is helping to keep these languages alive. These days, there are talking dictionaries and smartphone apps to teach pronunciation to younger speakers. People are working hard to keep at least some of these languages alive.